And McDougal?
Well, that one is sort of bad. He had the station over by the old cage, and the coffin was jolted out of the ground. We couldn't find his body for a while, and that's what got us looking.
Johnny noticed Thor was holding a heavy package. He had steadied it against the table.
We had to start looking for corpses. They had been blown all around. Most of the flesh burned off. We followed the blast line, thinking his body had been blown directly away from the platform, and we got into what was left of Turl's office. The whole top of it had been blown off. 4 or 5 bodies from the platform edge had been blown into that area. We didn't want to leave anyone listed simply as missing, so we were trying to identify bodies. We found MacDougall's body, and we found this.
He was unwrapping the heavy package.
I know you will be relieved to have it. One of the corpses had all the flesh burned off and the vertebrae were exposed, and this was sticking in them.
It was the pea-sized pellet of the unknown core material of the bomb.
Brown limper. Turl threw it at him, like a bullet. Yes, I am very, very glad you found it.
We got the other package Turl handed to him. We gave it to Angus and he disarmed it. What does it do?
We don't really know. But knowing Turl...
We got his whole recycling basket. We figured he'd try to use it and we cut the power off. It's really full. It's out here on a dolly if you want it. We had it in a radiation-proof mine sack, fortunately.
He beckoned toward the door.
We grabbed it right after he left his office.
A ghillie wheeled the dolly in. They had stacked the material neatly on it.
Don't try to fire those assassin pistols. Kerr put a plug in them so they'd shoot out of the back at the user. Kerr said to tell you and that he'd fix them back.
They handed Johnny some of the booklets and papers that had been in the false backs and bottoms of the cabinets. Johnny had a lot of it already. His eye was caught by a pamphlet, Known Defenses of Hostile Races and Surveys of Their Homelands. He thumbed through it. Lot of planets here. He looked under Tolnep. This planet is a planet of a double star system. See coordinate chart for location. The system itself has only 3 inhabited planets, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. The Tolnep homeland is the 9th planet. It has 5 moons. Of these, only Asart is important. It is used as the launch of major war vessels. No Tolnep vessel can operate in atmosphere due to the great inefficiency of its star energy drives, which, being essentially reaction engines, use up too much of their power in atmospheres. After construction, such vessels are based on the moon Asart, and their crews and material are ferried to them from planet surface. Since plans have been proposed from time to time to occupy and mine the Tolnep planet, and since usual offensive tactics are thought to be adequate in the event of such a war, the moon Asart has not been assaulted up to the time of this writing. Johnny looked at the cyclo date. It was only a couple of years old. The catalog went on. Johnny laid it down. Another thud and ground shake.